Factories in Europe are already making ethanol from wheat stalks. The first commercial biorefinery to make ethanol from fiber instead of corn grain will probably be up and running in Iowa sometime next year. That's the prediction of UW-Madison biological systems engineer Kevin Shinners.
I think Wisconsin will come along eventually and we'll actually have some competitive advantages, because cellulosic biomass is a lot like the hay and forage crops that we currently grow, and so we have a lot of knowledge and technology and equipment. It's really about trying to get these materials out of the field and to the biorefinery gate in the least cost way.
Shinners is working now on retrofitting harvesting combines to separate the corn grain from the stalk, known as corn stover, and collect it at the same time in separate wagons on the field. That will save the farmer from wasting fuel running the combine through the field twice to collect the corn stover so he can sell it to a biomass fuel refinery. The corn stover is only worth between $30 to $55 a ton, and that's not enough to make it profitable unless the harvesting cost is reduced.
So we're trying to pull cost out of this process by reducing the number of steps to harvest it so that we get actually grain in the clean grain tank and stover out of the back of the machine, so we have a one-step corn processing.
Shinners says the modified combine is almost ready for market. In the meantime, he's also working on ways to help the farmer add value to both switchgrass and corn stover by designing on-farm pre-treatment systems. Farmers will be able to boost the price of the fiber they sell to biorefineries by adding chemicals and enzymes to it, reducing the processing cost for the biorefinery that buys it to make ethanol. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.